It's a small church by Rome standards, but on Sunday it was packed with Argentinians who came to honor the man many call our Pope. Argentinian priest Father Eduardo Mangiotti worked with Jorge Mario Bergoglio when he was the senior cardinal in Argentina.
When you meet him in person, he seems almost reserved, but at the same time, when he preaches, he has always been extremely straightforward, extremely passionate. I think that's what we can expect from a Latin American priest.
Many in the congregation felt Pope Francis's selection very personally.
Y para nosotros es un orgullo tener un Papa argentino porque
we're very proud to have an Argentinian and Latin American Pope. We are doubly content, and that's why we came here to celebrate.
Personally, I'm very happy, very emotional, and I think this Pope will bring to the Church the unity that Christianity needs. As Argentinians, we're very content.
Estamos muy, muy contentos como argentinos.
I'm very, very happy. I think that it will be a positive change for the church, you know, because he's such a simple guy and, I don't know, it's like such a friend, you know. It's better for me.
Argentine Cardinal Stanislav Karlik is a friend of the new Pope and spoke at Sunday service. He called the Pope our brother so close to us and said his selection is a gift and an honor. It was a view many in the church shared, but Father Eduardo said the selection also carries responsibility.
So it's both a gift and it's also a job for us, so to speak. I think it calls us to be even more committed to, well, as Christians, to the preaching of the gospel, to the service of other people, and as Argentinians, to a deeper commitment to our country and also to the world.
It's a new role for these Argentinians and a new sense of pride. They expect their Pope to make them even more proud, to overcome scandals, bring Catholics worldwide together, and be a man of the people. That's a lot for someone said to be shy and humble who used to ride the bus to work back home, just like many of these people did. Al Pesson, VOA News, Rome.